Better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we are back. This is Knockin' Sports with
Knockin'
Randy
Sports. Knockin' Sports. Oh my!
I'm telling you, the new era. Knockin' Sports. We just make fun of sports and the people in it.
You know that's not a bad idea.
I love it.
And I'm going to tell you what I did.
Huh?
I said I wasn't going to tell anybody, but
okay.
Why don't I tell a million people that are listening to
Perfect.
Us right now? So I'm in Las Vegas. I'm on the track.
On the track.
Okay.
The NASCAR circuit.
The NASCAR. Track.
Sprint
the,
yeah. What do they call it? Las Vegas Speedway?
Yes, that's exactly what they call it. So all these people are now signing the start-finish line.
Okay.
Okay? So the band is there. And I always wanted to say this. I really didn't, but I said I wanted
the
to say
The Tenors of Rock. The
tenors,
band.
The Tenors of Rock.
The other Mohawk guy that you worship.
Were performing. And so they went to stop me. Now, I had a pass. And I go, I'm with the band.
Oh, you didn't do that, did you?
It was pretty cool. So we all sign the start-finish line.
Okay.
So I go to this lady, and I said, ma'am, would you mind, could I borrow your Sharpie? She said, sure. And I signed the track.
Okay.
And you know what her husband said? What's knock radio?
Knock radio.
I forgot out. I didn't put knockout radio. I wrote knock radio on the start-finish line of the Las Vegas Speedway.
Knocking Sports with Randy Harris.
Knocking Sports.
We'll kill it. And all we do is make fun of people in the sporting world.
I got an idea. You make fun of everyone in the sporting world, and I'll just, for 2 hours, make fun of you.
That's what we have now. that's what I do. Like, you get to be the good guy, and I'm the bad guy.
Well, and again, that's what we do now.
So I think my new pizza guy's burning something. I smell it.
That's all right. I think we need to get him like an 8-man strong hat to wear when he's riding his bike.
Absolutely.
I think we need to hook him up.
Well, what kind of bike is it?
Does it really matter?
No,
does it matter
it
what kind of bike? Does it really?
Yeah, it matters because they can't ride like a soft tail like Harley. Like they can't ride. Like they got to have like ape hangers. Like these guys are like custom motorcycle guys.
I guarantee you, whatever he rides, it's better than what you ride.
Well, yeah, I ride.
You ride a 10-speed bicycle.
Yeah, I ride a bicycle. Because well, here's what happened. So I put a sign out. I'm like bike night, and then all these motorcycle dudes started showing up, and I'm like, oh, I get it. I'm sorry. I was like, I meant cyclist.
Well, you know, we can get Mark Gunther involved.
Oh, yeah, from Harley, Bert's Harley?
Yeah.
Barracuda.
Yeah. Well, no, a Barracuda is what's under his chin.
Yeah.
Well, so how about this? So we're in the hospital. My dad went back to the hospital twice last week.
Okay.
And he's still there. And we're in the ER. And these two guys are sitting there. And the one guy says, by any chance, do you do a radio show at the press box?
Okay.
And my wife was like, oh, my God.
Right.
And
did you slap his phone out and smash it, and then they arrested you?
I did. Well, he didn't arrest me.
You got to go like McGregor on him, man.
No, the whole McGregor thing has me so turned off.
Drop the Irish car bomb on him. Like, that should be his wrestling move, the Irish car bomb.
But he's not a WWE superstar.
Oh, he will be. I bet he goes to WrestleMania.
How about Ronda Rousey's turned? She's a heel now.
Yeah, you expected that.
Well, which is what she should have been from the day she started.
Always, because
she is a heel.
Nobody cares about her damn reputation anyway.
That's the greatest walkout song for anyone. I know
Rowdy Piper is going to be on my top 10, by the way.
Is he really?
He has to be.
Just because he's chewing bubble gum and kicking butt?
Because he's wearing a kilt like your boy from Tenors of Rock.
Yeah? No.
And it's cool. And only you got to be a real man with some brass cojones to wear a kilt in public.
Do you really?
I mean, I think it depends on where you wear it.
Do you really?
I mean, just a weirdo hanging out at Starbucks, you expect it. But like,
well, then you don't need to be a baddie.
but like back in the day, like a legit.
All right, so who on my list of the 10 that I did within 2 minutes,
yep.
Who would you take out?
Let me see your list again.
All right, Macho Man.
No, you got to leave him.
Ric
He's
Flair.
He's top three.
Ric Flair.
Sure. Ric Flair, I'd put in top 7.
You're an idiot. The Rock?
Rock doesn't make my top 10.
What?
I mean, he's a great actor.
They're all great actors.
He's a good actor.
He's a great... Well,
I didn't like him as a wrestler.
Really?
Nah. The People at Elbow or something they did?
No, he...
I have the People's Champ on my menu.
Stone Cold?
He would not be on mine. No way.
Hogan? Yeah, he's not on mine. I'll drop Hogan
out
of mine.
Hogan's top.
Dusty Rhodes?
I wouldn't put him in there.
Then you need to get out of your establishment.
No way. No way.
What?
No way.
Dusty Rhodes was like one of the greatest...
What era? What years was he popular? I didn't really grow up with him.
70s, 80s?
I was born in 76. So I didn't know him. I heard the name.
So how do you know who Ric Flair is?
It
was the same
era. I just know him because the Migos. The Migos are a rap group from Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
They put him in a video.
I can't wait for you to introduce Paulie when he comes on.
Ric Flair drip.
All right, DDP.
DDP.
Be careful. Be careful.
I love Diamond Dallas Page because of his yoga. I think what he's doing to save lives, and like Jake the Snake Robert, and actually
nothing to do with wrestling.
I didn't like him as a wrestler. Sorry.
AJ Styles.
Don't know who that is.
AJ Styles is probably one of the best right now. He's one of the most talented wrestlers right now.
I mean, the Undertaker didn't make your list.
No.
Oh.
No, I was never. No.
No.
And then Charlotte, I think Charlotte rules.
You had the pallbearer come out. Like, that was pretty, that guy ran it for a long time.
I didn't put Rick Rude in there.
No, Rick Rude, yeah.
Rick Rude was good.
I think Brutus the Barber Beefcase should go in the Hall of Fame this year.
He is, and he shouldn't.
He shouldn't. I mean,
it's not the Hall of Pretty Good.
Yeah. How many people should be in the Hall of Fame?
Whoever warrants it. I mean, I could tell you, quote unquote, Hall of Famers in any sport. I mean, obviously, in WWE, it's easy. You could call right off 10 without half of my list, right, is Hall of Famers.
Sure.
Macho Man, Ric Flair, The Rock, Stone Cold, Hogan, Dusty Rhodes, DDP. Charlotte's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Right.
AJ Styles is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
So probably the only one on my list that's not a Hall of Famer is Scott Hall. And just because of the Razor Ramon thing, I loved Razor Ramon. Took the toothpick and he flipped it into the TV and said it was a good gimmick.
Sure. George Animal Steel. Eating turnbuckles, green tongue and all.
If you say so.
That's pretty good.
I can't wait for you to butcher Paulie's name. Do you want to practice?
No, I don't need to practice. It's a phone interview. He's not gonna hurt me.
Well, no, I'm taking you to the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship just so you can meet him.
Well, I got security now, I got the motorcycle guys. They're gonna kickbox in one.
Yeah, they're gonna kickbox. They're gonna strike you in the head. they're not taking out Paulie. They're taking out you.
This is true. This is true.
Speaking of Paulie, I can't wait for the Rocky Balboa tour in 2 weeks.
What's the Rocky Balboa tour?
We're gonna go. I mean, I know where the gym is. I know where the pet shop is. I know where the bar is. I know where the house is. We went with Wes Sims, who is a huge Rocky Balboa, along with me.
Okay.
We went to the church.
Does he live in West Virginia, close to there?
No, he lives in Ohio. So we went to the church, and we're screaming, Father Carmine! No, not funny.
Is that part of the movie?
Yeah.
I've never seen Rocky.
Shut up.
I've seen the step scene. I've seen him run up. I've seen him hit meat. I've seen him go to, Fuddruckers and just mess up somebody's lunch. You ever been to Fuddruckers?
No.
You never been to Fuddruckers?
No.
It's fun to say it. Say it.
No, I'm not saying it. No.
Say Fuddruckers on FCC.
I'm not.
It's fun.
No.
No, it was just a meat company. It was like a burger place, and they had these, they would hang, the meat and where you could view it as, the restaurant
patron. You know who's going to say Fuddruckers? Paulie Maligna.
It's spelled the same. The F is silent.
Yeah.
So it was a great restaurant chain. It was they had the meat hanging up. So I've seen the way he's boxing the meat,
which came from Joe Frazier.
Okay.
Joe Frazier and Burt Watson sat down with Sylvester Stallone and they talked about the Rocky Balboa. A lot of people said that it's another fighter, but Burt claimed that he sat down with Frazier and Frazier did a lot of those things in Philadelphia. He ran the steps, he ran the market.
Okay.
I got to be careful because I know you're going to run with this. What? He beat the meat. He did it all the time, and he did that on a regular basis.
It was sponsored by Kraft, the cheese.
Well, that's cheese.
Yeah. Oh, he beat the meat too, apparently.
All right, so you haven't seen any of the Rocky, any of them? Seriously?
I flip through the channel, but I don't watch it. I mean,
that's disappointing.
I don't.
Do me a favor and watch number 5.
Okay, Rocky V.
Because
that's your favorite.
It is my favorite. Most claim it's the worst.
And here's a cool MMA / WWE connection.
I'll decide.
My boy Rob Terry, the Freak, was with your boy Randy Couture, a guy who beats meat, apparently. It was from the video that went viral. But I saw them connected. And for being the heavyweight champ and the legend that Randy Couture is, My boy Rob Terry is like bigger, stronger, leaner, faster. And if he decided to be an MMA fighter, I bet Rob Terry would be the best. You can look up.
No,
anytime you want.
I'm giving up on
you. Did you quit?
No, I didn't quit, but.
Okay, I'll take over the show.
You're close.
Welcome to the window Wednesday edition of Knocking Sports with Matt McClellan.
We need to ask Grossman the date.
That I got fired on air?
Yes.
It's right about now.
It's
my anniversary should be popping up on anyone's Facebook timeline.
You almost didn't make it to your anniversary.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You're about there.
No, but did you see the picture? Rob Terry and Randy Couture, they did some kind of wrestling event or some kind of big event.
He was doing a bartending event in Kansas City, I believe.
Okay.
I don't know if it's this weekend, and then he'll be in Nashville, you know, for the Make-A-Wish event. But once again, I mentioned it early. Congratulations to Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell from your Tampa Bay Rays, who got a raise after winning the Cy Young. They upped his contract $15,500.
It's just an insult.
Bryce Harper makes $44,000 per at bat.
It's just stupid. Well, I mean, how can you justify that?
Would you refuse it?
If I was him?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I would.
Yes.
I think I would say, you know, it's not worth me coming in and signing the contract.
Yeah, and I would do Antonio Brown and sit out until a team pays me what I want. And a team that actually gives me a chance to win a championship.
See, I have a problem with that, though. I truly do. You know, that's why I can fire you, because it says it in the contract.
Sure.
But if you have a contract, you should abide by it.
Yeah,
now, I know both sides don't, so I get that. You know, I mean, I can take either side. You know, the team doesn't honor the contract in certain sports. In baseball, it's guaranteed, so somebody is going to pay.
Oh, breaking news. Earl Thomas is joining the Ravens. Four-year, $55 million.
Yeah, $55 million. That's chicken feed for Bryce Harper.
Nah.
But that's the difference. You know, I think they should honor it, but I think the team should honor it. And because the teams don't always honor it, I'm okay with the players not honoring it. But I would like, in a perfect world, both honor it. I mean, it'd be nice.
I would like the guys to play for, like, you know, $100,000 and, like, make tickets cheap so that the community could actually enjoy the games.
Yeah, I know. We're trying to buy tickets for opening day in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
It's... good. Expensive.
Yeah, because you're paying for that $330 million contract.
Somebody's got to.
Yeah. I mean, except for the Rays, they closed Tier 3. And, you know, they're not even going to open up the third section of the stadium this year.
They may not open the second tier. Yeah. That's why I'm okay with them playing at Al Lang. I think it'd be cool.
Why did you give me this? So I can butcher the guy's name.
You said you wanted to do this. So when Paulie's on, you get to introduce him. I met Paulie at the McGregor fight.
Yeah, did you?
Yep.
What, the fight in the hallway with the iPhone or actually in the octagon?
The McGregor boxing event versus Mayweather.
Yeah.
So he was doing, I don't know which network it was, with Pat Miletich. And what are you doing?
I'm looking at your notes. Looking at the...
at least I have some.
You do. I like it. It looks good. I'm still curious about the Eastern State Prison.
Penitentiary.
The penitentiary. Like, what could be swag that you got from a penitentiary to give away to our viewers?
They have beanies. They have T-shirts. They have collared shirts.
Really?
They have tote bags.
So it's a private-owned penitentiary. That's not state-run.
I think it is state-run.
Oh,
it's no longer a real... run penitentiary.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
But it used to be.
Because a lot of the penitentiaries are private owned, right?
Right.
I mean, they're so then they subsidize it through the...
I saw Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so I understand that.
How'd you get out of Alcatraz?
I swam. But who was the big guy from Chicago?
Big guy
the,
from
the
Chicago?
The criminal, the mafia guy from Chicago.
Oh, Al Capone.
Al Capone was at this penitentiary.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Eastern State Penitentiary. He was there. He had a booth there.
He has a house here in St. Pete.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's living fine.
His mom lived there. That's okay. Where his mom lived.
So when I went, and I didn't even know there was a state penitentiary, basically downtown Philadelphia, they've kept his what do you call it, cell.
Okay.
It looked pretty nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, they gave him a pretty nice cell.
Okay.
And then I want to... because the cat or dog killed the warden's cat or dog.
Huh.
So I don't remember, but there's, when I go in 2 weeks, I'll take a picture of the sign.
Okay.
And they.
So if you could, if you were in prison for life, mm-hmm. right?
As a cat or dog or as or
no,
a person?
No, as a person.
Okay.
If you're in prison, like let's say you bought your SAT scores and got, you know, let's say you're in prison for life. Okay. Who would you share a cell with? Who would be your one cellmate if you could have anyone alive or dead to share a cell with for the eternity?
Now, is this cellmate going to be friend or foe?
Why would you want to share a cellmate with a foe?
I asked you a question.
I would assume you want to be with somebody that you like. Okay. So who would be a friend?
Right, and it doesn't even, I don't
And it can't be female. It's not about sex.
No,
it's about
course.
It's about the, who would you have the most common with? Who would you be most compatible with? Who would share the most, the same domain space with, a cleanliness or just pure entertainment? Who would?
Protection.
Protection?
I'm going to go with Jesus. Why is that funny? I'm going with Jesus.
Going with Jesus.
If I could be in a cell with any person, I'm thinking Jesus, because I would probably be safe. Okay, because well, I think if somebody comes
well,
to
save me. But he couldn't save himself. How's he going to save you?
Well, because he's going to give himself up to save me.
That's true. He's definitely going to take a bullet for you. Oh, man.
So Jesus isn't a good answer?
I mean, it's up there. I mean, it's kind of like which artifacts of, or you know, souvenir of all time would you want to own or collect?
I got to admit, that's the greatest answer. I've been on radio for 35 years,
yeah.
And I have asked questions, some stupid. Okay, most are stupid.
Sure.
You know, what's this? What's that? And when I asked one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what piece of memorabilia? And he said, none. And I go, no, you got to come up with something. And he said, Jesus Christ sandal.
Winner.
Winner, chicken dinner.
You get all the prizes.
I do not know another piece of anything.
Nothing.
No matter what. Noah's Ark, it's still not as big as Jesus' sandals.
Nothing will ever be as big as Jesus' sandals.
Where are they?
Who knows? Probably in the Crocs Museum.
Crocs?
I don't know. I have no idea. Does Crocs have a museum? They should.
But no, they... I love that. What would you do if you could have any piece? Oh, you said Hoist Gracie's gi or something.
Oh,
stupid.
Yeah. I mean, well, that, you know, you think that's stupid?
Yeah.
I mean, in retrospect, yes. Yeah. But I would take the flag that was on the moon landing.
The American I would just
flag.
Take the moon. Can I take the moon?
I think that belongs to that
who?
Elon Musk. I think he owns the moon already.
There's a hunk of the moon at Admiral Farragut Academy.
Is it really?
There's a piece.
How do you know it's from the moon?
Because the astronaut brought it there.
How do you know it's not? How do you know it's not from like Madeira Beach?
It's from the moon.
It's like just washed up on shore. He's like, here, this is a moon rock.
This is the moon.
I've seen some stones. I mean, they say that the moon landing occurred in Burbank.
Right.
I mean, right. They're claiming that it was just a hodgepodge.
All right, so what would your item be? I mean, do you really need time to think about it?
My item?
Yeah, if you could have one piece of...
memorabilia from the Earth?
No, from anything. Would that be, it'd be the flag from the moon?
Well, I mean, that would be almost as epic as, you know, Jesus' sandals.
Honestly, and you know where I stand in religion?
Yeah.
Nowhere. I'm thinking those sandals are probably the best.
Yeah, what would be bigger? I mean, if anybody could find anything bigger, you know, anything better than the last name of Pauly.
God, but you said you were going
to
pronounce
it. I'm going to try to pronounce it, but right. Joining us live is Pauly Malaganagi.
Pauly, how are you?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Did I butcher that too much, Pauly?
Close, no cigar, yeah. In Italian, the GN is pronounced like a Spanish Enya, so it's Malignaggi. But I'll take Malignaggi. And we can meet in the middle with Malignaggi.
I love it.
There we go. First and foremost, thank you for your time. Let's talk about your recent signing. This is the official Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship segment. What went into it? What made the decision that this is what you want to do and get into Bare Knuckle? I understand why this organization and David Feldman, but why do you want to get into Bare Knuckle Fighting?
You know, I felt like I needed something to kind of spur me on, something to, you know, I wouldn't say you got to kill the boredom when you're retired, but yeah, you do kind of miss some of the spotlight, some of the, and not even, I can't say some of the spotlight, it's more so the adrenaline rush, you know, the rush that things just aren't the same unless you're in some sort of combat, you know, and
sure.
I felt like in regular boxing, at this point in my career, I would have to kind of work my way back into contention, you know. But while BKFC is sort of a new promotion and they're looking for bigger names, I could kind of jump right into the spotlight right there, you know what I'm saying, and be in some mainstream fights and then help them cross over a little bit and get the attention of a major fight without having to work my way back up to it. I could just kind of jump into it. So it's almost like a business move. Obviously, Feldman was very professional about everything, and you know, we came to a deal. And I feel like you know, it's a one hand washes the other kind of thing. You know, I can bring some more notoriety to BKFC, get some more eyeballs on it. I think once people get their eyeballs on it, I think they'll be excited about the fights. You know, I've seen some of the fights, and they're fun fights to watch. So I think he just needs the platform, and I think by having me on there, it kind of gives him that little bit extra platform.
Absolutely. Is it also timing, you know, with this being a fairly new organization? It's been, you know, 100 and X amount of years, you know, since it's been licensed. Is it also that helping grow this sport back to where we all think it can go?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, I wouldn't say I'm going to become one of the pioneers, because at 38, I don't think you start campaigning on a regular basis like when you're young. But at the same time, you know, if I can have my name associated with having been a part of this, you know, I really believe this will grow and this will become something that people will take to eventually, you know. And so I think if I can help that along, I can almost, you know, be looked back on and say, hey, remember when even Paulie Malignaggi signed to this organization when it was in its embryonic years, you know. But it's making progress, and I can even tell the tension it's starting to get now that I've been signed, and I think I would say the sky's the limit, but definitely on our way there for sure.
Is it? Do you think you're going to sit back and wait for somebody to call you out and sign a contract to fight you, or is there somebody that you want to fight that's already signed with BKFC, or do you want them to sign somebody to fight you?
I mean, obviously, the Conor McGregor thing would have been lovely. You know, maybe meeting him in the middle somewhere. You know, but that guy said that guy's a coward who plays up a very big act. You know, he should have been a movie actor instead of actually a fighter. You know, because he plays the part of a fighter more than he actually is a fighter. But as far as, you know, names that fight there, you know, I don't really have anybody in mind. But I'm seeing some stuff with Artem Lobov, who I wouldn't have even really considered twice, because I think he's such a bum. But, you know, now that he's been mentioning my name and I've seen that it picked up some traction, it might be something that could end up heating up and generate some attention, you know. I have to kind of play it up to the stupidest fans in the world, which are mixed martial arts fans, you know, because they're the ones that I can actually have the possibility to make this really hot, you know, because they actually are the only ones dumb enough to believe this guy could beat me. So, you know, if we can go that angle, and I guess, you know, from what I'm seeing on social media, the buzz is, you know, he's getting a lot of support for it. You know, it's possible that the fight could happen, I guess. We'll see.
Do you think the possibility of fighting Artem could maybe possibly do something with Conor, or do you think the chance of that happening is really none?
I think I probably doubt it, but you never know. You know, I mean, obviously numbers talk as well. You know, with the old saying, money talks, BS walks, right? So, you know, I mean, I'm sure Conor would, if we can arrange for some numbers that Conor hasn't seen aside from the Mayweather fight, I think, you know, it would actually, you know, at least open his mind to it, you know, because Conor, I've noticed, is more like a hooker. He's like a prostitute, you know, like he'll take a good beating, but he's got to get paid for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll sell himself out, but the price has to be worth it for him, you know, even in fights that he knows he can't win. And then he'll play up the whole part. Like I said, he's a good actor more so than a fighter, you know, and he'll promote the heck out of it, you know, So it would really be interesting, but I don't know. I think right now we're in the early stages of figuring out what the angle would be, and I don't know if the Lobov fight will end up coming off or not. But yeah, I do see the people kind of taking to it, you know.
Have you done any training in bare knuckle fighting? Because it's different, and we all know that from boxing, MMA, you know, the whole nine yards. This is something that's going to be a little bit different, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's sort of a hybrid. You know, I think it's a little bit different from obviously mixed martial arts fighters, for mixed martial arts fighters as well. You know, we're kind of meeting in the middle here. You know, so yeah, there's a little bit of adjustments to be made both for conventional boxers and for mixed martial artists. You know, but I do think the only fist striking definitely is advantageous to a boxer, even if you probably have to be a bit more offensive minded.
You know, when we've had some of the other fighters on, Bobby Gunn and some of the other guys, they've talked about, you know, pulling your punch this way and you have to hit in a certain place. Is that something that, that you would research out? Is it something that you would talk to people about? Or is, you know, do you learn as you go?
Probably a little bit of both. You know, I mean, fighting is fighting. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, you know, when you have bare hands, you know, you also have to watch how much you're loading up on every punch. Or, yeah, of course, you can, your hands will start to feel the pain, you know. But, of course, there are moments when you're going to want to load up. And when then those moments, when you pick those spots correctly, I think you can do plenty of damage, you know. And I think I have a good sense of balance, a good sense of awareness, a good sense of instinct. Once I'm in there in a combat mode, and so I'm not really worried about that. I think you know, we'll have a good game plan for it, regardless of what the opponent winds up being.
How did the whole thing go down? Did David Feldman reach out to you? Did you reach out to him? Did somebody reach out to him for you? Tell us how it happened.
We were a guest on a mixed martial arts show. I think MMA Junkie or something like that in Las Vegas. When I was there for the Pacquiao vs. Brona weekend, you know, and we were there in the studio together, and you know, we kind of just started chatting up a bit after we were done, you know, and one thing led to another, and now it's come to here, you know. When I was on there, I really had no idea that it would actually end up coming to it, you know. But you know, sometimes, you know, things are pretty surprising in life, you know.
How refreshing is it, you know, not necessarily just combat sports, just in life, to deal with somebody like Dave Feldman that you, when he tells you something, you can take it to the bank and believe it?
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, he's been aces so far, you know what I'm saying? He's been, it's almost like things that I haven't been used to too much in boxing, you know. I had a 16-year professional boxing career, you know, and considering boxing is the more clean of the combat sports, the things that happen in mixed martial arts are way worse, even, you know. I mean, it's actually like eye opening, you know, because I know how corrupt boxing can be as well, you know. So Feldman is a man of his word, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, we do things by contract and we do things by email and whatnot, but nonetheless, I mean, this guy is like, if he says something, he'll do it, and he's been a guy of his word. I mean, if he says he's going to call you in 5 minutes, you get called in 5 minutes, not in 5 minutes and 24 hours, you know. Like he's been straight up so far, and it's refreshing to see, because I think people in these kind of businesses there's not enough of that.
I agree with you 100%. When do you think your first fight will be?
We have an aim towards June. You know, we'll see. We'll see what the schedule brings out. You know, I mean, I have to work it with my commentating gigs and whatnot. But I do think a June fight would kind of work with the schedule. You know, if it's anything after that, it starts to kind of impede on my summer. So we'll see how it goes. But I think the goal would be to do something by the second part of June, if we can kind of mash everything up together, you know.
Any idea where you would like this fight to be? You know, I know Dave's trying to open up other states and stuff. I know it doesn't matter, but is there a place that you'd like it to be?
I mean, yeah, it matters. Of course, you always want it to matter. You know, you always want to be in a place where, you know, it's going to catch heat and it's going to catch it's going to catch fire and people are going to get into it. You know, not to say that the states that where it's been so far have not caught fire, because, you know, they've gotten a good interest right out of it. But I think with my name, and I'm not trying to overplay myself, but with my name recognition, maybe a bigger state will get interested in taking to the licensing this kind of combat. And so we'll see. You know, I'd love for it to be somewhere on the East Coast.
Final question for you. You mentioned your commentating and everything you're doing. What's it like to sit on a booth with Pat Miletich?
Oh, Pat is great, bro. Pat is aces, man. I'll tell you, he knows his fight stuff, and then we also agree a lot on stuff politically, which in this day and age is very rare, you know. So I love chatting with him, and I love talking really anything with him. So, and of course, on the commentating booth as well. I mean, I did a lot of stuff with him for the Mayweather and McGregor fight, and so we got to spend some time. A real pro, really, a real ace, both at work and also just as a man.
I was going to say, Pat introduced me to you up in the booth for the Mayweather Conor McGregor fight. So I did meet you there. I'm looking forward to meeting you again or seeing you again in Biloxi. Paulie, thank you very much for your time, and I'm looking forward to your entrance into the squared circle.
Yeah, so do I. Thanks a lot, man, and thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, and we're going to send Paulie. I'll bring Paulie some 8-man strong gear, since I didn't think to get his address. I'll go and I'll get some sent, and we'll bring it out to Biloxi. So, I mean, it's a name that's going to get... didn't want to talk about Connor. You know, because everybody is.
And, right.
And
of course.
The chance of Connor actually coming to fight this, and like you said, it's all about money.
It's money, and I like the way that these guys are coming from different disciplines to come over to the bare knuckle. I think it's exciting. It feels like the way the UFC started. It's kind of like all the different disciplines coming together to see who's the best, who can really do this style of fighting with the technique, with the form, with the hands.
He's not a big fan of mixed martial art fans.
No. I think Grossman's like pretty upset right now.
I can't wait to see the meme.
Oh.
All right, we are at the bottom of the hour. Let's go hit this break. When we come back, no telling where Matthew McClellan will take the final segment of the show. This is
the gutter.
Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 20th, and we hope you will join the Randy regime as we run the 25 epic obstacles from fire jumps, water slides, trampolines, underground tunnels, and much more in a three-mile course ending with beer and music. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com. Pick your race time and shirt size, and then get ready for the best time you've ever had. This is the Rugged Maniac 2019.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Party like a pirate at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Open weekends February 16th through March 31st. Discount coupons available at Hungry Howie's Pizza. Discount tickets available at Circle K and BayAreaRenFest.com.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people
and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sebastian Bourdais, two-time Firestone Grand Prix defending winner, driver of the Honda number 18 for Dacon Racing with Vassar and Sullivan, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Poor Sebastian. Not a three-time defending champ of the St. Pete Grand Prix.
Well, and I was going to tell you something.
He went out.
So when you get liners,
yeah,
you want to make sure they don't tag it with two-time defending champ.
Because then you can't play it again.
Well, you really,
next year.
Well, you can't.
Now.
You can't even if he was to win it, you can't play it again.
Three-time.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you have to go into the production studio and slice out the two-time defending champ.
Well, because what I do is I say, look, just say your title, what you're known for, and you listen to Knockout Radio.
Right.
And
But because he eats your pizza, when you hear him say that, you go, okay, now listen, this is what I want you to say.
Right. I could have been more forceful.
Yeah. Could you fix it, please?
Yeah.
Could you just say?
I'll just call him and have him come by the shop. I'll fix it.
Two-time champion.
Yeah.
Not two-time defending champion. All right. True. MMA Bobblehead is about ready to announce its next release.
Ooh, boy.
Who would you like it to be?
Who would I like it to be? I would like to see...
Now, again, kind of like when we did the top 10 thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you like that deserves it? And I'm not saying either is different. But there's certain people that I think it would be cool to have a bobblehead of.
Right.
But won't sell.
Okay.
You know, you know, which is unfortunate, and I'm sure I'm going to get ripped for saying that it won't sell. But,
right.
I mean, there's some that I would like to see.
And I think Dave is doing it where
it has to be sold.
It's based on, like, A, popularity, and B, which athlete or which fighter would give him the
sales. You
know, is open to it. It was open to be a part. Like, Chuck did it.
Yeah, that's true. That's important as well.
Brian Ortega was open to it. You know, so you got to...
Obviously, Bruce Buffer.
Obviously
everyone that they did.
That's done it so far. Right. So it has to be someone who's open to doing it. Like, Cowboy Cerrone did it, obviously. Dan Henderson did it. That was the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was he the original?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say next someone, because McGregor won't do it. He's too big and he doesn't need the money. So I would say the next one that I would, most practical.
Now, again, the question that I have to you first is, who would you like or who do you think will sell?
I
honestly think I'd like to see Amanda Nunes.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she deserves it.
Yeah. I
just don't know if it would sell.
Right. Yeah. I don't think she's that. She's not Ronda Rousey. She doesn't have that star power.
I don't know if Brian Ortega sold.
Right, I don't know.
I mean, we don't know numbers.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
I would say maybe Matt Hughes.
I don't know. Especially now, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, just because when you go through that, you know.
Yeah, when you go through the public criticism. But, you
people
know.
People don't want to reach into their pocket if they have questions.
But if they keep talking about you, you know, it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. If you're still in the spotlight.
No, I disagree.
You think they won't spend their money behind it?
Right. See, there's a big difference between paying money, whether it's WWE, whether it's real fighting or whatever. You're going to pay money to see this person that you dislike lose.
Sure.
You're not going to pay money to hang an ornament.
To support them.
Of somebody you don't like.
If you don't support. Or think they are guilty of what they're accused.
Right.
So I'm going to go with an R. Kelly bobblehead doll.
I wonder if they have any Bee Gees music lined up.
No. I would say the next one that we should... because Hoist isn't going to do it.
And again, you don't know that.
I say, let's go with Usman. I think Usman's open to it. I think he's a nice guy. I think he's a champ.
Would it sell?
He's the first African, right, from Africa, first champion from the country. Right?
I mean, I think it would be awesome.
From the continent.
Yeah. No, I would definitely be game for it.
Because African's first heavyweight, or first champion, right, in MMA.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think that's pretty...
I don't know about MMA.
Or in UFC.
In the UFC. Right.
But that's pretty, I mean, that's pretty incredible.
That's
a milestone.
Again, will it sell?
I think he's popular. I don't know if it'll sell.
Well, if he's popular, it would sell. I just, you know, I don't know where he would be in that rankings.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think...
But he's not Anderson Silva. I mean, he doesn't have that global name yet.
I don't even know if Anderson Silva would sell. now.
Not now.
It would have sold.
Yeah, back in the day, for sure.
You know, 4 or 5 years ago. And I think if you would have done it, an Anderson Silva, like, kick with Steven Seagal standing next to him teaching him the kick, I think that might have sold.
Oh, man. There's so many things I could say about that.
I got introduced to Steven Seagal in Toronto.
Okay.
Okay, through Greg Hendrick, who had some dealings with Steven Seagal.
Okay.
From Greg's job at the UFC.
Okay.
And when we took a picture for the website, I still don't know if it was a cardboard cutout or him. And I was standing there.
Oh, man. Did he teach the guy how to take the picture?
Yes, he did. Yes, I think he invented the film.
Okay.
He invented the camera. He invented...
Can we get an Al Gore bobblehead who invented the internet?
He invented Al Gore who invented the internet. All right, so what bobblehead? Where are we? Holloway?
You could go Holloway. I think Holloway would be a great one.
Does he have to win in Atlanta for him to get the bobblehead?
I don't think so because...
Is it like a carrot?
I don't think it's because he beat Ortega in Toronto and it was such an amazing fight, I think. I think Holloway earns it either way. Doesn't matter what happens in Atlanta.
Again, I'm not going with.
But I think he's a great popular star. I think he's a recognizable name and face, and I think he's a warrior and he's a champion decorated. So I think that'd be a great fit. I think that'd be awesome. And John Jones obviously would be the number one.
Do you think he's back popularity wise?
I think he's getting back. I think he's coming back. I mean, like fan base and society in general. If you win, people will forgive you. Ben Roethlisberger, if he was losing in Pittsburgh, he would not be quarterback of the Steelers right now.
And be in charge of the 53 children?
Right.
Well, you know, that's what the whole thing with Antonio Brown was about. The GM said that Ben Roethlisberger can, you know, reprimand, can make comments, sure, because he's running or he's in charge of 53 kids.
Yeah.
And Antonio Brown's like, I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
You're calling me a, you know.
Look, Bobby Knight would still be choking kids at Indiana University if he was winning in the NCAA March Madness.
Okay, I disagree with that.
Oh, hit that booster would have turned a blind eye. They would have looked away.
I don't think so. But here's the thing, and not to get controversial because I don't like doing that. Who doesn't expect that if you send them to Indiana? You know Bobby Knight.
Right.
Do you honestly think that Bobby Knight's not going to do that? You know, I had some friends that went to a Bobby Knight basketball camp. And some other people were upset because he screamed and hollered and threw a chair. Right. What?
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
That's his thing.
And so if you send him and then whine and cry about it.
So the MMA bobblehead, there should be Bobby Knight sitting in a chair.
Well, because MMA fans are stupid and they'll buy it.
According to Paul Maganagi.
I want to use that lighter.
Maganagi.
I'm going to figure out. I'm going to go to Apple because I bought this new Apple. I can go to these classes.
Don't let McGregor hear you say that.
And
I'll get you outside at 5 a.m. and break that thing.
Oh, and I'm going to splice that up, and we're going to use that liner that MMA fans are stupid.
I love it.
I do. I think it's great.
It's great.
Or if I can't figure out how to do it, I'm going to get him to do a liner in Biloxi in 2 weeks, and where he'll say this is blah, 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 and MMA fans are stupid.
Who would be your MMA bobblehead? What's the next one you want?
Again, I'm going on a straight business thing in that, it needs to be sold.
Right.
You know, not. So it needs to be somebody that is so popular, which might be a Paige VanZant.
Okay. Yeah, Paige.
I still think Amanda Nunes deserves to be, you know, on my wall because I have each one lined up with the boxes and all that kind of stuff. I mean, she definitely deserves it. I just don't know sales-wise.
Right.
And you know, we've had them on.
Let's go Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan would probably be the number one sales.
It might be.
Or Dana White.
I think Joe Rogan would be cool.
Joe Rogan would be, I mean, it's like Buffer. I mean, it's the ring announcer. You got the commentator. But Joe's the voice of the UFC.
You could have him with a black belt.
Have him with a little... marijuana stick.
Well, he would have to be, the bobblehead would only be available in California.
Right. You could smoke it.
It's real.
It's an edible.
It's an edible bobblehead. We need to tell him that. We need a Joe Rogan edible.
A Joe Rogan edible bobblehead.
Yeah.
You'll sell out tomorrow. Yeah. Like, you would never keep him on the shelf.
Which would be perfect. Dave needs sales.
And I need to try it.
I
think Joe
Robbie Rogan. Lawler.
if he would have beat Askren.
But it needs to be the right one, and this is not being disrespectful. Because when you know these guys, like I know some of them, Robbie may punch me in the face when he hears what I'm saying.
Okay.
But if it's a bobblehead...
Not the Robbie.
I'm not sure they would buy good internet, but they would buy that Robbie Lawler bobblehead.
Not the Robbie Lawler bulldog choke.
You know, no. That.
Or what about the Sam Alvey thumbs up? That'd be a good one. Sam Alvey thumbs up.
How about the Robbie Lawler thumbs up?
Yeah. Well,
and then
allegedly.
You can have Herb Dean standing there looking the other way.
He's facing the other completely different direction.
Right.
It's perfect.
Well, you can't blame him for that. I mean, you can't.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't rely on a thumbs up to like.
I mean, yes, you can. You
no,
can rely
because no, he grabbed the arm and the arm was limp. If his arm fell and he would have gave resistance.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. So are you telling me that you would be unconscious but still able to give a thumbs up? That could be one of the stupid. Well, you said two stupid things earlier. But.
Look, I mean, I think a lot of. I mean, you cut a head off a snake and the body still moves. I mean, if you go unconscious, the muscle, the spasm in the body, the thumb could still stay stiff or be up.
Oh, now you're a doctor.
I mean, I'm not a doctor by say, but I could buy a SAT score and say that I'm a doctor. I'll take a look. I mean, I'll be certified, board certified, but I'll take a gander at it.
What I'm saying is you can't hold Herb Dean. Blame for not seeing the thumb, but you can blame him for stopping a fight too early.
I blame Robbie Lawler for his arm falling so fast to the mat, and when Herb Dean grabbed it to see if he was there, he wasn't. He didn't respond.
He did respond.
No,
the arm
not,
moved.
No, he did not.
And going back to how we started the show, he's a big fan of Dusty Rhodes. And if you remember Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, baby, that he would have his arm fall twice.
Didn't Dusty Rhodes use the American flag as a prop? How can you be a fan of that guy?
I don't know. Well, I'm not a fan of using the flag.
Wasn't he the guy that did he always like have the American flag in his hands?
I don't know.
The American Dream.
YouTube it. I don't know. He's the son of a plumber. What do I know?
That's the
what?
I was going to say something. I forgot. It was FCC. It was going to be a plumber joke about a situation.
Okay, do me a favor and just shut up.
I will.
So I don't know. I don't know who it would be. The cowboy one used the American flag in the prop,
yep.
Which again I'm against. I love the American. Matter of fact, we just ordered my family just ordered my new case for my new computer, and it's of a military
vessel.
I'm glad you're concerned.
Theodorus, what's that guy's name? Alex Theodorus, Elias Theodorou.
Yeah, Elias. He's part
That's
of
your
the
boy.
Randy regime.
That's your guy.
Right.
Well, maybe we could do like him in like a Canadian suit, like all denim.
Well, no, it would have something to do with medical marijuana
yeah.
as well.
But that could be like MMA bobblehead. It's like all denim, like the with the jacket, the shirt, and the pants, all denim. Canadian tuxedo.
Yeah, no, he's more like a prince from Disney.
Like Aladdin.
Yeah, like Aladdin. You know, he's the hair model. He's, you know, the spokesman for Mary Giwana.
Put him on a carpet.
There you go. You could do that.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Aladdin-ish.
Mardi Gras.
Because Disney would definitely come after you very quickly.
It's true. But would that make you more popular?
Clay Guida?
Aren't you supposed to get like cease and desist letters to show like you're actually
I love those.
Making ripples in the market?
Yeah. Clay Guida back in the day, I think would have been cool to have.
Oh, he would have been
you
great.
Know, with the hair and all that kind of stuff. It would be a cool bobble. Difficult to probably make.
To put all the blood on his face. Because that guy he just got beat up every time he went into battle, man.
Not every time.
He was a warrior. He was a warrior. No question.
Yep.
I mean, the dude, but the bobblehead would have to be made out of rubber. Because that guy was like literally, I mean, every fight was a bloodbath for that guy.
Are you done?
I'm just saying, like, it was impressive. I mean, but it was a short career. I mean,
he's still fighting. He's fighting BJ.
Still? I didn't know he's coming back.
Who, BJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again.
Well, BJ went down to Brazil, and then he did like 8-week camp, right?
I don't know. He needs to do a 4-year in reverse camp. Okay. And I love BJ. But this is when I've talked about when legends... And I'm going to consider BJ a legend.
He is.
And I think BJ could have been a bigger legend.
He could have been the greatest ever if he would have taken the sports serious.
And we don't know that he didn't, but it's hard to.
He didn't take the nutrition serious.
He fought heavyweight, and he fought...
But that wasn't his natural disposition. He should have been fighting...
Yeah, like lightweight.
Right. Or welterweight. He could have made welter.
Well, he fought at welterweight.
Right.
Was a champion at welterweight.
Yep.
Lightweight, I thought, was better for him. But who are we to say?
They call him the prodigy. He was supposed to be the one.
Well, Who called him the prodigy?
Everybody.
That's like your stupid nickname. You gave it to yourself. Doesn't mean you are. Because you're clothed.
Pizza man?
Because you're clothed.
I'm clothed now, but at different periods during the day, I am not.
And you want to know why I won't share a bed with you?
I'll be your cellmate.
I'll pass.
I'll make pizzas in the toilet, like a steel toilet. We'll mix the dough. We will run that penitentiary. What's it? East State?
Yeah, Eastern State.
We will dominate, like the commissary.
More importantly, did you ever see Shawshank Redemption? However you say it. Whatever it's
is
like.
It owned by Polly Maganagi.
Butchering like Polly's name. What poster would you use to cover the hole that you're going to climb out of?
A poster.
Did you see the movie?
No. I mean, but I'm envisioning that there was a hole that they dug a tunnel.
Right.
Exactly. So they covered it with some kind of poster.
Right.
I know yours is going to be Rocky V banner.
No.
Hands up in the air.
No, it might be Tommy Gunn, but it's not going to be Rocky Balboa.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't be that.
What poster? I'm gonna go with the Knockout Radio star.
There you go. All right. You're now co and a half.
I'm moving up in the world.
You dropped a half.
Okay.
So you've kissed enough butt. You've screwed up enough on today's show, but you've kissed enough butt.
You just got butt hurt because I talked about your boy Randy Couture.
That
wasn't my video that leaked.
That I'm going to knock off. I'm turning you off. You're done. I cannot put up with. Why do you wait until the very end to tick me off? Now I got to wait another week to fire you. All right, I'll let you speak.
Well, my contract, as long as I'm past halfway, I can still get compensated. So.
Well, and just so people know, the compensation that you get is tremendous. You make me pizza.
Yeah, and
that's your compensation.
I mean, and I get compliments.
From?
Hulk Hogan.
Well,
do you like that compliment he gave me?
It was shocking.
I could see your eyes. You were just kind of like.
I didn't know what to say.
Well, because what you probably thought going into it, like, man, this dude takes pictures with the guy. Hulk doesn't care about this dude. This guy doesn't really know him like that. And then, like, that day I saw, like, after he said what he said, I saw your eyes were just kind of like, oh, man.
Well, he said something very nice about you and then said, pizza man, can you get me 10 pizzas? So
he did not.
So I wasn't sure which was.
He did not ask for anything.
Which was the truth.
No, but it was cool for him to say that to you about me. Like, it was a really good day for me.
No,
like, actually, career highlight, probably.
But did I tell you what happened to me when I first got there?
No.
So I'm waiting for you, and as always, you're late. So I walked out twice to get you, and you're across the street, you're fixing your hair, you're putting clothes on, all the things that you should have done before you got there. So finally, I got tired of waiting for you. So I walked in, and I walked through a side room where Hogan and Bailey and Titus were, the PR guy, and the PR guy comes running over to kick me out.
Okay.
And Titus goes, no, that's Randy Harris from Knockout Radio. He's with me. So it's kind of the same thing as what Hogan did for you. So
it's the same thing. Yeah. And Jimmy Hart was there. It's good to see Jimmy. It's always good to see Jimmy.
Let's get back and talk about Blake Snell again, who last year won the Cy Young, the American League Cy Young, and got a pay raise. Congratulations.
Is that the greatest award in baseball for a pitcher? Is that
for a pitcher.
That's a top award.
For a pitcher.
So what's he going to get? Like, what's the top pitcher earning in baseball right now?
No, I couldn't tell you.
I mean,
But before you say again something stupid, he plays for the Tampa Bay Rays.
I know. They probably paid him in compliments. And
well, no, they upped him $15,000.
$15,000 and gave him some IOUs.
I saved more on that switching to Geico.
I switched to Geico yesterday. I'm now a Geico guy.
Well, good for you. So the Cy Young obviously is the number one award for a pitcher. MVP is
only one per league, like one for American, one for. So he's the best pitcher last year in AL baseball.
He was the best pitcher in American League baseball.
So why would you even suit up? If you're going to give me $15,000, that's an insult, right?
Bryce Harper makes four times that. And one at bat.
So, I mean, why would you even suit up?
Because it's his contract.
Boycott.
What do you want him to do?
Sit out like Antonio Brown.
Well, he doesn't make enough money to sit out. He makes like $500,000. How's he going to sit out?
If he's the best player
in baseball. And Antonio Brown really didn't sit out until the last game. It was Bell that sat out the entire year, who gave up like $17, $18 million to sign with the New York football Jets.
The Jets?
For less money.
Really?
But the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns making moves. Odell Beckham Jr.
Who is a diva.
Nah.
He's a diva.
Stevie, your boy Styles White. Styles is all like, he's a dog.
No.
He's a dog.
He is. You know, and he jumped on it when they were still bad.
Did he play for Cleveland? No. Bucks?
No, he played for a couple teams. I believe the Saints was on the practice squad with the Bucks. He was active with the Bucks. You know, he's played in with a couple different teams.
Oh, I know this is off topic, and we're running out of time.
So is this whole show.
But Sean Harris, the co-host of Knockout Radio.
No, he's still the co-host.
Okay, he's the co-host of Knockin' Sports, but co-host of Knockout. But he was in Brooklyn this week.
Yeah, he was.
And I saw him on the steps of Biggie, where Biggie once lived.
I don't know who that is.
Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G.
I don't know who that is.
It's the greatest rapper of all time.
I know he bought a T-shirt with the dude's name on the back.
It's Biggie.
I don't know who that is.
Notorious B.I.G. His name's Christopher Wallace.
Call him that.
From Bensonhurst.
I want you to call him that.
Christopher Wallace? You can't call him anything. He's dead. He got killed. He got shot.
Did he really?
Yeah. That's the whole thing. Why Tupac and Biggie, they both got killed in like supposed gang rival.
Did they shoot each other? Or
no,
die?
Like each... There's speculation, but I don't want to get involved in the gossip. But
yeah, so don't talk about it on here because Conor McGregor will show up.
But Sean went to the Brooklyn Brownstone steps where Biggie was infamous and lived. And I don't know if you saw, but I posted on my Facebook wall today. There's a news station that used all Biggie's old rap lines to do the news and the weather, and it's hilarious. If you're a Biggie fan,
his name is Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls.
Is that from that movie, You're Killing Me, Smalls?
Is that the
same thing?
That's from Goonies, and that little kid's...
It's not from Goonies.
No, You're Killing Me, Smalls.
Isn't
that the fat kid with the milkshake you smashed against the window? No. Chuck?
Yeah,
Chump?
It's Sandlot.
The Sandlot.
You're an idiot. Your line's off. All right. Yeah, it was not Goonies. It was Sandlot. So, with that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank our boy, Paulie.
Maganagi.
There you go. And Titus O'Neil. WWE WrestleMania coming to Tampa Bay next year. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
I want to thank 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, and no comp tickets for anyone.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.